And they have deceived many. I mean, look at all this church world. It's like I walk around, everyone's walking in darkness and in blindness. It is almost, I think it just, if the full impact of it could really hit me, I think I would weep day and night. It troubles me that I don't. I was just so used to it. I pray God will make me sensitive to it again. That I could minister to this generation as I ought to. They went out from us. I mean, they came from the apostles. Yep. Yeah, you know those early church fathers? Yeah, they were the disciples of the apostles. Sure were. That's the thing is, like, people think, like, oh, well, these are the men who studied with the apostles, so we should listen to what they have to say. You consider, it's like, well, gee, you know, think about the apostles wrote about those that would come after them. Now, not to condemn them all, like, hadn't, you know, just lump them all together. But, you know, it makes you wonder about the guys who we didn't hear from. Because of the work of the wicked ones who came in and took over. Because if you look at the direction of the visible church, it went south in a hurry. And the word of God became hid in darkness. It became hid in the wickedness of the men who handled the word. It's when you consider what happened. I don't know. If I didn't have the Spirit of God and the faith that he had given me as a gift, I used to doubt a lot, even though, like I say, I always believed. But there were a lot of things in me that wanted not to believe this. And you look at history and you think, you know what, are you kidding me? That's the course, you know, that God was ordaining, you know, right? It's given me to know. It's like, you know what? Yeah. He suffered them all to be deceived. He suffered the heresies to just take over. And now he puts us in this final generation. This is the last time. You know how we know? Because Antichrist is dominant. But now, more than any time in history, you see the splintering in that too. The way it's like in so many different groups. Just confusion. And here we come, the servants of God, and in the midst of it, we just look like more chaos in the midst of it. And I marvel to think that God is going to do something. I know the kind of things he's going to do, but he's going to change things. He's going to bring attention to his word. And I also will do my darndest to make that happen. You know, to speak the truth to this generation, according to the calling God has laid on me. They would have continued. See, they like that. Look at what he says here. Verse 19 goes right into predestination. He says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us." Well, wait a second. They believed, didn't they? Well, if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. So we have to continue. Continue in the apostles' doctrine. And as Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. We've got to add to our faith. We've got to continue in the faith that was delivered to us. We have to continue in righteousness. We can't just like start off good and then just sort of let it all slide. Having begun in the Spirit, we've got to continue in the Spirit. They went out that they may be made manifest that they were not all of us. And you know what? It's true. The fact that as someone who is enlightened of God, speaking in all humility, though I know to some people, who do you think you are? Well, everyone thinks that they understand. You know, everyone thinks their religion is true, so they think they're enlightened of God. They just don't say it like that. And it just sounds wrong to some people because they have this false modesty. They really walk in pride. Because they don't examine themselves. You know, someone asked me what my greatest strength was recently. my best point. And I said, because I know my weaknesses. That's my best point. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Okay. Then it might be made manifest that they were all, not all of us. Well, in what sense? It's because God had not ordained them to life. The scriptures teach plainly that whom he foreknows, them he also predestinates. And many are called, but just few are chosen. Many feel this calling. I'm called to be a minister. I'm called of Jesus Christ. But they're really not called according to predestination of good. They have a destiny they're predestinated to, but they are predestined to a condemnation and to wrath. It's out there too. That is Antichrist. This is similar to what Paul says in Corinthians about, you know, I'm not surprised that there are heresies among you, because there must needs be heresies, so that they which are approved may be made manifest. Those who are God has approved are manifest by the heresies of others. And I am thankful because I can preach the gospel, and there's a great distinction between my gospel and the gospel of the people out there who are not of God. I'm thankful for that. Verse 20, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have written unto you because ye know not the truth. I'm sorry, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Well, that's added. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. Remember, a lot of the things, John is writing this stuff possibly near the end of his life. You may think it's near the end of his life. I don't know. They had a beginning of their ministry. Now we're like, what did I receive in the beginning? I received all these traditions and all the things that the apostles were fighting against. I received the work of Antichrist. Now, again, look what he says here in verse 20. You have an unction, which is an anointing, a smearing, you know.